rather have a little more time to kind of, you know, grow acclimated to the offense, or do you kind of, hey, let's just, you know, put me in there, let's make something happen?
Pretty much just, you know, throw me in there and see what I can do. I mean, you can read off the chalkboard, you can write down plays, set of plays all you want to, but you never know how you're gonna be as a player until you get out there on the field. And that's when you can, you know, watch film and correct all your mistakes.
Joe, right on top of that question, everybody says that the game really speeds up when you're in there for the first time. How did it feel to you?
Yeah, it was very fast at first. But then it started slowing down as the game went on. You know, when I first got in there, my head was on the swivel a little bit. But as the game progressed through, it started slowing down, and I started to see things more clear.
Not getting invited to the combine, Joe, did that serve as motivation for you?
Yeah, it was motivation. I knew I had to do well at my pro day, not being invited to the combine. So I knew I had to perform well and show the scouts how explosive I was and what I could do.
Joe, you're obviously going to get some snaps with the first team this week. How big a difference does that make in being prepared for the game in your mind?
It makes a lot of difference. You know, I haven't been getting many snaps with the first team this year. And, you know, last week was my thing, all about time. I had to get my timer down. I was sitting in the right first there. But Nard, all those guys, you know, by me not throwing to them all year. And this week, it'll be the same thing. I know where everyone is going to be on the field and get the feel of what type of players they are.
One of the things that you'll be facing for sure is a very aggressive blitzing defense from the Eagles. How do you prepare for that when you've never seen it?
Just to study film as much as possible. Try to get as many tips as I can. You know, they have a great defensive scheme. And, you know, it's just my job just to continue to study and look at them and try to figure it out from an offensive standpoint.
Joe, have you ever been to Philadelphia? You have any, like, family or friends up here?
Never. This would be my first time visiting Philadelphia.
What is your perception of Eagles fans, and what kind of atmosphere are you expecting Sunday night?
I'm expecting a hostile crowd. You know, I heard a lot about the Eagles fan and how they crowd can, you know, get pretty loud and try to get in your head a little bit. But my job is just to stay focused in the game, try to ignore the crowd. Or just go in as if no one is in the stands. So just block out the crowd and just keep my focus on the game.
Joe, what kind of impact has Brett Favre had on you, your development so far?
Brett, you know, he's been teaching me new things every day. I learn something new from him every day. Just by watching him and just by him talking to me, giving me advice, he's been a great mentor to me, you know, throughout this whole process. He's going to continue to give me information, especially if I'm having a start on Sunday. So he's going to be right there by my side to help me out.
Joe, when you were drafted, what was the conversations like? Did the Vikings tell you that they had you in mind as a quarterback? Andy Reid earlier today said he was glad that Brad Childress kept you at quarterback. But what were the conversations like shortly after you were drafted?
Right after I was drafted, everybody knew I was drafted as a receiver. Mm-hmm. And I came in, I went into the rookie minicamp as a receiver. And doing one-on-one drills, they just wanted to see me throw around a little bit. You know, I threw around, so they decided to switch me back to quarterback. But it just showed that in great deed what the confidence that the coaches had in me as a quarterback.
Did you return kicks earlier this year?
Yes, I returned one kick versus Buffalo Bills.
What's it say to you that they now have a kick returner who's going to be their starting quarterback? I mean, that's got to be pretty sharp, huh?
No, at that point, I was just trying to do whatever I can to help the team win. Brett and Tavares, they was the number one and number two quarterback, so they were just trying to throw me out there just to get me on the field.
Yeah. All right. Good enough. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Joe.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Nah, he didn't. I don't think he understands what it is to be a kick returner.